of the glamorous, mystic east, out of the desert, burning sand, the voice of ancient Persia speaks to the heart of him who understands. To the front of the camel's padded feet, neat the purple glow of starlit skies, four travelers in life's caravan meet in their quest for earthly paradise. A sign on the mystic scroll of fate, the moving finger writes in gold. Do you hear the call of Omar? Wait, his message is written, let the tale be told. Omar, the Wizard of Persia.
Henry Mason, a wealthy importer of jewels, returns from the Orient to his family in Chicago and tells them that in Persia he met a man known as Omar, the wizard. The Masons have been unhappy in business, in health, and in love. Omar tells Mason that all this is due to an emerald in the family's possession. The curse of unhappiness will be removed only when Mason restores the jewel to its original owner. Omar advises Mason that he will warn or encourage him in his mission by means of mystic bells which will ring in different series of numbers. Each series has a meaning which will be found in the mystic scroll of Persia, which Omar gives Mason and instructs him to guard carefully. At the close of the last episode, the mystic bells ring out the message, "Leave for Persia at once." As our present scene opens, the storm is still raging.
We better start packing.
But, Henry, I don't understand.
Of course you don't, my dear. I don't expect you to. Frankly, I don't understand it myself.
And yet, Daddy, you're perfectly willing to pick us all up, bag and baggage, and trot us off to Persia.
It's not exactly an overnight jump, Mr.
Well,
Mason.
I know it isn't, Jerry. It's a long and maybe a dangerous journey, but there's no way out.
I've never heard of anything so positively weird.
Martha, please, all of you, you've simply got to trust my judgment. I can't explain it, but I know it's right. I've seen this man known as Omar, the Wizard of Persia, spoken to him, and he knew all about us. And what he said about the emerald was true. I made inquiries later, and the story is well known. Almost everyone in the Orient knows somebody who is affected by the emerald's power, and all know the superstition. We've simply got to find the rightful owner. There's no way out of it.
But, Daddy, if so many have failed, how can we hope to succeed?
Well, that's one part of the Emerald's tradition that I haven't told you yet. That's what interested Omar and made him want to help me.
What is it, Daddy?
It's this. Tradition has it that the Emerald must travel far across the water. Omar knew that when I brought the Emerald to America, that part of the tradition was fulfilled. That someone from a distant land must take up the search. And he feels that American persistence would succeed in removing this curse by returning the emerald.
What makes this wizard Omar so interested, Mr. Mason? I mean, why should he be so concerned about us?
Why, Jerry, don't you realize that in the course of years, hundreds of thousands of people must have come under the spell of this emerald? Omar wants to free everybody from the curse. He believes that we can help him to do it. And we've simply got to do it. It means our happiness and the happiness of thousands of others.
Henry, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Now, Martha, my dear, you've simply got to forget your fears. We've undertaken this task, and we've got to go through with it.
It's those weird bells that I don't understand, Henry. Are you sure you hear them, dear?
Positive. You've got to believe me.
And is that the only way you will hear from this wizard of Persia?
No, there's to be another way. It hasn't happened yet, but Omar said it might.
You mean you'll hear something else besides bells?
Yes. I will hear Omar's voice.
His voice? Henry.
Oh, come now, Mr. Mason. That's a little bit too thick.
Henry, how can you hear his voice when he's thousands of miles away?
Will it be sort of like a radio, Daddy?
Oh, now just stop firing those questions at me so fast. I don't know exactly what it will be like. Omar said I would suddenly grow numb. And then I would go into some sort of a hypnotic trance.
Oh, dear, this is getting worse.
And he talked to you, Daddy?
Yes.
Will you be able to talk to him?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, dear, this isn't real. It can't be real. I'm dreaming again. I know I am.
Martha, now you and Jerry and Cynthia, listen to me. This is real. It may be the most real thing that's ever happened to us. We've got to keep a firm hold on ourselves. We've got to keep sane. Look at me, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Look into my eyes. Am I crazy?
I don't think so.
Well, come here, Cynthia. Look at me. Do I look right to you?
Why, Daddy, of course you're all right.
Well, I am. You've got to believe me. I had the same feeling about myself that you have for a while, but I tested myself. This is weird, yes. Hard to understand, yes. But it's real, and it's happening, and we're going to see it through. Will you go, Jerry?
You couldn't drag me out of this with a team of horses.
Good. And you, Cynthia, how do you feel about it?
Oh, Daddy, I think it's thrilling. I feel 100% better already.
Well, Henry, I suppose I'll have to go alone.
Well, that's fine. But don't get it into your head that this is going to be a picnic. I can assure you it's not. There are certain things that happened to me in Persia I can't tell you about now. I will later. Come, Martha. I want to get the emerald, and then we'll start to pack. Won't take you long to get ready, Jerry, will it?
No, sir. No, sir. I'll have it ready immediately.
What's that?
That's the rear door knocker, Daddy. Maybe the bell is out of order.
Gracious, who would be calling on a night like this?
Shall I go?
No. No, I'll take care of it, Jerry. I want to get a small bag that I left in the hall anyway. You wait here, Martha.
Oh, isn't it thrilling, Jerry? Won't you love it?
I hope so, Cynthia. But it sure has me going in circles right now. I don't know what to think. Where are you going, Mrs. Mason?
I thought I'd go into my room.
Oh, look!
What's the matter?
Cynthia! Why, that face at the window.
Face? Yes, I saw it plainly, Jerry. Nose flattened against the window.
I'll go have a look around.
Oh, Jerry, don't go there. It may be
ill. Be careful.
Can't see a thing on the balcony.
Oh, Jerry, there was someone there. I'm sure of it. Come away, please.
Come away, nothing. I'm going to open this window.
Jerry, Gerald, please. I wouldn't. Oh, it looks... Oh, Gerald.
There isn't a sign of anyone.
Jerry, don't put your head out. Please.
Oh, do be careful, Gerald.
Oh, dear. Gerald, are you hurt?
No, but I might have been. I just missed me by a hair.
Oh, Jerry.
Oh,
by George, I wonder...
Close the window, Jerry. Please.
Okay.
Henry.
Okay. Next time, maybe I'll take your advice about not opening it.
What happened, Jerry?
One of the large stones from the roof ledge. Maybe the wind blew it down, or...
Jerry, you don't think someone...
I don't know. Maybe you did see a face at the window.
Oh, Gerald, do you think there was someone there? Oh, where is Mr. Mason?
I don't know, Mrs. Mason. Certainly, it does.
Oh, heavens. What's that?
Well, sounds like a moan. Quite close by, too.
It was close by, Jerry. But where? Jerry, where?
In the fireplace? Why, George, it did sound like it.
I'm sure of it, Jerry. What?
What's that? Did you hear it? There is someone on the roof.
Oh, it's horrible. I'm sure we'll all be murdered in our beds. Oh.
Mrs. Mason, quick, Cynthia. I think she's fainted. Get some water.
Oh, Mother, why doesn't Father come back? Jerry.
What? There you are, Mrs. Mason. You'll be all right.
Jerry. Father.
What about him?
Why hasn't he come back, Jerry? You don't think it was he?
Why, George. But it couldn't be. Still, it's funny. I'll run down and see.
I'll go with you. You're all right, Mother.
I think so, dear. Don't be long.
Oh, no. We won't. Don't worry. Look out, Cynthia. It's dark in this hall. Here, hold on to my hand.
I'm all right, Jerry. Hurry, dear, hurry.
Mr. Mason. That's funny. Wait, I'll switch on this light at the foot of the stairs. Ah, here it is.
Look, Jerry, it's Father. Oh, he's hurt. Oh, Daddy, Daddy.
By George, so he is. That was a trick. Those footsteps and the moan. Just a ruse so that we wouldn't hear what was going on down here. Here, Cynthia, give me a hand.
Oh, Jerry, Jerry, is he, is he?
No, 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 just stunned. A nasty blow on the head. Heart's all right. Here, you sit there on the stairs with his head in your lap.
Oh, my poor Daddy. My poor Daddy.
Steady, old girl. Here, let me open his collar. There. There. Now, I think he's coming round. By George, his heart is nailed. I never realized how powerful he was.
Oh, what?
What? Attaboy. Oh. You're all right, Mr. Mason. Mm. Yes, sirree.
Oh, Jerry. What happened? What? Oh, I remember now. Somebody hit me.
There, there, there. Take it easy. Don't try to talk. That's right.
I'm all right. I'm all right. Head hurts a bit, that's all. Here. Let me sit up. There. There.
What happened, Daddy? What was it?
I don't know exactly.
Did you see anyone, Mr. Mason?
No, that is, not clearly. I opened the door. It was dark. I couldn't see. Just a vague form. Then an arm shot out. Something crashed on my head, and I went out, I guess. That's all I remember.
But, Daddy, who could that be? What did they want?
Robbery, maybe. Did they take anything, Mr. Mason?
I don't know. Let's see. No, my watch is still here. There's my wallet. Wait a minute. I had my coat on.
What's happened to it? Your coat? Was there anything in it?
No, I don't think so. Nothing worth...
Why, there it is, on the floor. I'll get it. See, it's a wreck.
Why, Daddy, it's all torn.
I'll say it is. Lining ripped, pockets inside out.
Oh, so that's it. That's what they wanted.
Did they get something, Mr. Mason? Something valuable?
No, they didn't. But I think I know what they were after.
What?
What, Daddy?
The scroll.
You mean the mystic scroll of Omar?
Yes, Omar warned me to guard it carefully.
But why the scroll? Why wouldn't they try to steal the emerald?
Oh, no. Steal the emerald means stealing misfortune.
But why would they want the scroll, Daddy?
It'd hamper the search, I guess. If I lost it, I couldn't understand Omar's messages well. They haven't wasted any time.
But the scroll, Mr. Mason, where is it?
I know where it is. I kept it. Wait.
What is it?
Quiet. I hear them. The bells. The mystic bells of Omar. Three. Four. One. Quick, Jerry. That small bag. Under the settee. The scroll is in it. Quick. Hurry.
Here it is.
Three. Four. One. That means... the watchful shall not sleep tonight.
What terrors lay ahead in the night? Don't fail to hear the next episode of this thrilling story.